This is the Reverend Silas T. Sasquatch of the Ministry of the Internet, where we're saving souls $1 at a time. I was taking my morning constitutional earlier today, and this young shavetail came up to me and he said he wanted to bring the Lord into my life. He told me that God is the most important thing in his life. And I said I was sorry to hear that perhaps we could work together and find him some hobbies or something. And he was not deterred. He said that he had found Jesus. I said, well, did you now? Where did you find him? And he said, well, it wasn't exactly like that. You see, Jesus came into his heart. And I said, well, okay, I believe I understand now. It's kind of you and Jesus walking around together, and I do see that wild-eyed Jesus is in my heart. Look about you. And the problem with that is, with that look in your eyes, you could not get laid at a convention of Las Vegas hookers. And what you will find is that once you finally do get laid, that the most important thing in your life is quite likely to change. But he was not at all deterred. He knew what I was saying was true, but he was determined to press on, so he gave me his Bible. He insisted that I take it. And he seemed like he was somewhat calmed when I did that, and he went on his way. So I thought to myself, okay, what am I going to do with this book? Anything you want to know about the Bible you can get from the internet. It is, after all, the interstate highway for pilgrims and pornographers. It's all out there. And then I had a flash of insight. Sometimes I have those, you see, as with the SUV solution I proposed some while ago. I noticed that in France, people, whenever they see SUVs, are taking the valve stems out of the tires. They let all the air out of the tires, and that way whoever owns the SUV cannot just change one flat tire because they're all flat. That's really a stroke of genius, and I applaud our friends in France for coming up with that idea. In any case, this led me to a thought on what to do with this Bible. Mail it to the White House. After all, that place is full of those slimy little gangsters running around the place. Who needs Jesus more than that? You got that little snake Karl Rove doing all kinds of witchcraft, and you got George Bush killing more people each day than the average Schwarzenegger movie. They need Jesus. So what would be better than sending them one Bible? Why, lots of people send them Bibles. Say, if perhaps 10% of the people in the country send them Bibles. What, that would be more than 25 million Bibles. They'd have to read at least one of them, don't you think? So what you do the next time you go to a motel or a hotel, you just grab the Bible there. That'll make the Gideons happy because they'll think someone's actually reading them. Then you take the Bible and you put it in a box and you mail it to the White House, and you just keep on doing that. Only cost you a few bucks when you do it, and you probably have been wasting money sending it off to political campaigns and whatnot, and we know that doesn't do any good. So if you use that same money, pick up a Bible, put it in a box, and mail it to the White House. Send millions and millions of Bibles. Just spread the love. Send love to the White House in a little box. It's just a thought. Might want to try it. It's quite, just think about it. Just sit there for a moment and consider the vision of 25 million Bibles stacked up in a pile on the White House lawn. Now, let's imagine what that would look like. So that's today's little vision from the Ministry of the Internet. This is the Reverend Silas Dixon. Sorry. This is the Reverend Silas T. Sasquatch for the Ministry of the Internet. Now, thank you for taking the time to listen to this message.